morning session here in Philadelphia. I'm sure that it will be a good follow-up to last night's excellent talk by Judge Bork. Just as the founding fathers of the Constitutional Convention have been our teachers on problems of liberty and republicanism, we're privileged to have with us here today four men who I am sure have been the teachers of all of us about the meaning of that founding to our own times. Since the nature of teaching concerns individual special relationships between student and teacher, I thought by way of introduction for these four people who are all well known to you, I would say a few words about how they have touched my own life, well aware that they have touched many of yours in different and significant ways. So I'm going to introduce them all at once and in order that they will talk to us this morning. First up will be Emmy Bradford, former president of the Philadelphia Society, professor of English at the University of Dallas, author recently of A Worthy Company, Brief Lives of the Framers of the United States Constitution, and soon to publish a book entitled Original Intentions, Essays, is it on the Writing Mill? On the Making of the U.S. Constitution, one chapter of which will be based upon his address today. I think I got to know Mel first through the Philadelphia Society, and over the years he has been an important teacher of mine. I have been, still consider myself to be, a student of New England and Puritanism. I was grown up in a Middle Western Republican background and dragged to many Lincoln Day dinners over the course of my young life. And Mel has taught me to be more cautious in my praise of both the Puritan tradition and the Lincolnian interpretation of the American Constitution. Our second speaker, M. Stanton Evans, a sometime trustee of the Philadelphia Society, now with education in the Education and Research Institute in Washington, D.C. But my history with Stan goes way back to the 1960s when he was editor of the Indianapolis News and when I was a student at Earlham College, when we conspired together in a variety of what seemed then important causes. The real way that Stan, however, has been my teacher over the years is even back in those days, he was talking about the nature of the American Republic, and along with the late Frank Meyer, wrote in Modern Age and elsewhere a series of articles that explicated what became known as fusionism, a much maligned term which I think loosely could be said to describe the American political tradition as a combination of libertarian politics and cultural conservatism, an interpretation which seemed to me convincing then and still does. Our third speaker will be Russell Kirk, a sometime president of the Philadelphia Society, resident of Mecosta, Michigan, author of Roots of American Order, one of his major works dealing with bicentennial topics, and author also of many lectures on bicentennial questions over the last two or three years. Russell will be a Fulbright lecturer soon in Scotland and in Europe talking about the American Constitution. Of the people here on the podium today, Russell is my oldest teacher, not in chronological age, but in how far back into my life he goes. My parents gave me a copy of A Conservative Mind for Christmas in 1960. It's a much read, well-worn copy of the book, and I think really all my professional life, one way or another since that day, has been an effort to develop and comment upon Russell Kirk's writing, particularly as set forth in that wonderful and important work. Now in, is it sixth edition? Seventh edition. Brought out last year, I believe, the seventh edition. So we're very fortunate to have Russell at this podium where he has been so many times in the past. Our final speaker, Forrest MacDonald, is a man who I knew well through his writings long before I met him in person. He is professor of history at the University of Alabama, author of three outstanding books on the Constitution, most recently Novo Ordo Seclorum. I bumped into Forrest first as a first-year graduate student when my teachers in a bibliographic course in American history talked about this wild man who wrote such good history, unfortunately. And I read We the People that year, and shortly thereafter, E Pluribus Unum, and found myself in the presence of a sympathetic spirit, and it's been a great pleasure to get to know Forrest in his other writings and in person as well since that time. This year, as I think you mostly know, Forrest has received the honor of being the Jefferson Lecturer in the Humanities to the National Endowment of the Humanities. So with that very brief introduction for these four distinguished members of the Philadelphia Society, I now turn the podium over to Professor Bradford.